Hello and welcome to the Perma Blitz for March 6th, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. I am, of course, Scott, your host, and I don't know what the name of these episodes will wind up being as we're still exploring them on Facebook at facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast. If you go there, like the show, scroll down to March 3rd, you'll find that I'm taking listener responses for what to title these, and I'm just grabbing some from that list and trying them on for size. Today's episode comes from an email that I received from Matt, and the subject of his message was communicating and collaborating with community. And then in that, he was wondering if I could direct him towards specific episodes of the podcast or other resources that discuss interacting with people who may be interested in an idea but are not actively involved in them. And then gave a bit of a description about his living situation and trying to get the people around him involved in some of these processes. And looking at that, I don't know that there are any particular episodes of the show that deal with collaboration specifically. For as much as I've been on this road of exploring social permaculture and the way that we can work and build and grow with others, I haven't sat down with somebody who's doing that work explicitly to really dig into it. I mean, there are bits and pieces of it that I get into in other shows, like the ones with Dave Jackie, Ethan Hughes, or Larry Santoyo, and some shows that I have in the pipeline that haven't come out come to mind, which you'll be able to listen to in the coming weeks and months, but none particularly. So I think about, you know, how do we communicate with people who are interested but not really on board, or who may not have an interest at all? And I think really that the usual permaculture answer applies to this, that it depends. It depends on the people who are around you, your abilities as a communicator, your particular interests and how they engage with others. And my big thing is that we shouldn't preach or pontificate or patter on to people about permaculture. We need to take action in the way that we're called to, whether that's through gardening or graphic design and landscape layouts. If you're interested in writing, there are lots of different ways that permaculture is beyond the garden. And I think finding niches are a big part of that. But since the garden is the metaphor, let's move back to that space for the rest of this conversation about leading and taking action. If I were going to get members of my local community involved in, say, a community garden, or perhaps sharing my own yard to garden in, that we could work together, I would make a list of the things that I'm interested in planting and make that available to the people who I want to bring in. Let them go through and highlight what they like. You know, oh, well, I would eat that. Or give you an idea of what they'd like to see. You know, oh, I can't believe you haven't put garlic on here or strawberries. And then use that to kind of modify the list of what you'll do. Then as you head out into the garden to work, invite these people to join you. Ask them, set up gardening days with them. Set up events that they can be a part of and feel a part of. When you're all out there together, you know, maybe play one of your favorite episodes of this podcast just in the background so they can hear it while you're working side by side with one another. Not necessarily that they'll be listening, but so that the key words start to come through. Or maybe if you hear a particular sentence, you can ask them kind of a leading question. And I know it's a shameless plug to say to play the show, but I'm just in a nice gregarious mood today. And I'm thinking of different ways that we can all engage and find the ways where we can plug into the needs of others. Because for me, meeting people where they're at has required me to drop my ego, my arrogance, and my preconceived notions. It's not always easy, don't get me wrong. I would never say that moving ourselves as individuals forward so that we can interact with others is easy, because it's not. Sometimes I can look back and it seems easy, but I've been doing this for a long time to get to this point. But I find that when we try to impose ourselves on others, or to use the idea of meeting someone where they're at, but in doing so, applying our own bias to that meeting lessens the interaction. And I know, because I've done it. And I wind up just getting people staring at me like I'm some kind of a madman. Because in the end, I don't think that meeting people where they're at is about having them involved in our personal process. What we need to do is meet our needs in a way that conforms to their process, their goals and desires, so that what we are doing is mutually beneficial. And in that comes that space of cooperation between everyone involved, and that through that action, we'll get people to join us. But I don't expect a transformation overnight. I don't expect people to join us all of a sudden. The world we live in, with all the stuff that we use to fill the gaps and holes and damage in our own lives and around us, is, for lack of a better description, addictive and hard to pull away from. And I don't think that we can have anything like a permaculture intervention that's going to bring people along. I've known addicts in my life, alcoholics, heroin users, and I've never found in my own experience that you can help that cycle until someone asks for help. If someone asks you for help, if they ask you to be able to learn from you, to talk to them about permaculture, that's where I think you can interject yourself into it. But that until that point happens, the best you can do is guide them and on occasion share your concerns and interest, but don't push it. I mean, as much as I'm, you know, a permaculture missionary in many ways to communicate and share these ideas with others, I'm not going out and yelling it on the rooftops. Instead, I find people in places where I fit in and then figure out a way to present permaculture to that group or that organization. Ideally, I'm looking for people that are already engaged in something similar, such that they're on the fence between permaculture and the larger culture that surrounds us as practitioners. That's who I go for. That's who I approach and seek out. These individuals and organizations that are ready to hear these ideas. Because once they hear them, whether they join along with me or not, it still pushes that fence that they were sitting on a little bit further away from the permaculture side of things and out into society. To borrow from the zone model, that makes our permaculture zone 1 a little bit bigger, and zone 2 and zone 3 and zone 4 and zone 5 a little bit smaller, and increases that edge of our zone in its contact with others. So if you want to take this idea and put it into action, here are some examples of groups that you can look for to approach. And that includes the organizers of Earth Care events, like environmental clubs or watershed restoration groups and associations. Here in Pennsylvania, we have the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. You can also look for government organizations. There are all kinds of groups that are out there that are doing good work. I know in the United States and elsewhere that you could connect with. Check your local colleges and find the ones that offer environmental study programs or have similar on-campus clubs and organizations. Reach out to them. Let them know what you're doing. Find their presidents, their organizers. Contact the administrative assistants of those departments and ask them, you know, what's going on? You'd like to get involved. Are there any upcoming conferences or lectures or anything? Go attend some. Let people get familiar with seeing your face. Know who you are. Going back to that thought about government organizations, check with your local parks and see if they have an environmental educator or an environmental education program. You can also look at, again, if we're using gardening as the way to discuss permaculture, your garden clubs, your flower clubs. And if you're in the United States, check your local extension office. Many of them have master gardener programs. I actually think they're in every state, but don't quote me on that. I haven't gone looking. And others are starting master naturalist and master composter programs. I can't speak to everywhere, but those are organized on a county level here in Pennsylvania, and there's an extension office in each county. And most of those programs that the extension office runs has a coordinator that you can contact and ask them for more information. See if they have an education night where you might be able to come in and be a speaker on a particular idea. But don't just think about permaculture as gardening, because you can also do a lot of good if you are someone who's a public speaker, you know, because you're in marketing and outreach. Take the permaculture model, apply it to business. Use the principles that you prefer, be they from Holmgren or Mollison or Morrow or whoever, and figure out a way to communicate permaculture to business. And as you establish that bridge, how can you apply the ideas of business to permaculture? And I don't recommend a lot of these ideas just in passing, though I went a little bit broader in some of those suggestions than I originally did to Matthew. This suggestion comes from my actual experience, because that's the way that I got involved enough to be invited to speak before multiple organizations. I gave a permaculture presentation before an adult environmental club run by Paul Garrett, a past guest of the show, though he was a guest long after I spoke to his group. And it wound up that because of his social capital and all the people who were on his mailing list and who the announcement of the event went out to, that two members of Dickinson College, which is located in Carlisle, PA, decided to come to the event. Afterwards, they spoke with me a little bit. One of them had actually taken a permaculture design course here in the northeastern United States, so was familiar with the ideas. We had a nice conversation. But they invited me then to come speak at an Earth lecture series on campus, which in turn led to two engagements at a park outside of Harrisburg called Wildwood. The first time I set up a table and was passing out information about rain barrels and vermicomposting, and then a number of months later came back and did like an hour or hour and a half presentation on vermicomposting. My interaction with these particular events and some others wound up leading to a place then where a member of the local Master Gardener program through the Extension Office told their coordinator to have me come out and speak as part of their monthly meeting and education program. And in saying all this, everything that I've outlined occurred separate from the podcast and came from being involved in the local community through my own outreach and interaction with others. After all that, I think that leadership's important, because now, having done all this, my friends ask me what I'm doing currently, because of the work that I put in before. As a result, I've moved their personal goalposts several degrees, or, you know, a zone or two, closer to permaculture. And they're now more involved in their own way and thinking about how they can build a better world by using the tools and expertise that they have in ways that I could never have imagined getting or receiving through other means. I mean, not to be cliche about it, but the idea of being the change you want to see makes a real difference once you find your own space to work from. You become a leader to the other folks in that space, and they'll follow you. And then you have the power and responsibility of training the next wave or generation of people who care for the earth, themselves, and each other. Let me know if you found any of this useful, or wind up with even more questions from this. I'm here to help you on your permaculture path however I can, and in whatever ways are meaningful to you as an individual and to the permaculture community as a whole. I love this. I do it all day, every day, but it's still a process. There are parts of myself that are still not fully engaged, and I feel that it's better to admit that and know that sometimes I fall back to older non-permaculture habits, so that we can be open and explore all of these ideas together. So, if you'd like to get in touch, send me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or give me a call, 717-827-6266. I'm not always around, but I will eventually get back to you. Anybody who's emailed me who's still expecting a response and you haven't had one, send me a quick note. Sometimes they do get lost. The show also does still depend on your feedback and support. Let me know if there's anything that you'd like to hear about in an upcoming show, if there's a question that you think is important to the community that should go out there. And if you've been moved to send a donation to me, go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and sign up for a recurring monthly membership. That will do a lot of good for helping me design a monthly budget for the show to determine what I really can and can't accomplish moving forward, and knowing where I can use that as a tool to do good in the world, to do more permaculture, more podcasting, and build this better world. All my best to you all, and I will talk to you again very soon.